Hey, welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 44, Thinking About Why. Show notes for this episode are available at gettingworktowork.com/44. You ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. I am approaching the start of a class that was the catalyst for this podcast. Starting in April, I'm going to be teaching a professional practices course at the local community college, and last year a student encouraged me to create a forum to share what I was bringing to the class, and the result is this podcast. And part of the class really comes down to self-awareness as an artist. And as an instructor in the past, I've relied upon Simon Sinek's Golden Circle: why, how, and what. And even though up to this week I had never read Sinek's book, Start With Why, the premise had been buried into my mind because of his TED Talk and the countless number of creative professionals who like to say, start with why. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with thinking about why. It's good to understand your motivations and beliefs as a creative professional. For me, it's easy to think about what I do and how I do it, but why is really hard for me because I want to come up with a why that is validated by other people. Because as I read Sinek's work, he constantly says, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And I've heard that so often that I always feared that I was getting the results that I was receiving because I wasn't making my why clear enough. And there was a lot of fear put into my head because of this statement of starting with why. Just this morning, a friend asked what my driving values were, and because I wasn't quite awake yet, I responded sarcastically and said, always leave room for cars to merge. I drive a Scion IQ, which is the size of a smart car, so that's definitely a driving value for me. And another one is something that I heard years ago, which I don't know if it's true or not, but 9, you're fine, 10, you're mine. But all joking aside, I didn't have an answer for him. And so, why do I do what I do? What are my driving values? Am I spending too much time thinking about these questions and not enough time working? Sometimes the curse of having infinite information at my fingertips can be exhausting. So how do I make sense of all of this? Later on in Sinek's book, he goes into more detail about why, how, and what. He writes in a way that I understand. Quote, a why is just a belief. That's all it is. Hows are the actions you take to realize that belief, and whats are the results of those actions. End quote. Beliefs, actions, and results. This makes sense to me. But I don't know if I still have answer to these questions. But I feel good that there's a framework for thinking about all this. Beliefs, actions, and results. Beliefs, actions, and results. So let me ask you a few questions. Do you know why you do what you do? If so, does it really make a difference to your business? And if you don't know why you do what you do you even care? Because I think there's an important realization of sometimes just working is good enough for a lot of people, and the blog experts and the people that write books sometimes could be out of touch with certain types of people, and that's okay. In light of these questions, I want to share 3 ways you can act upon the importance of why. First, your why must always lead to actions that produce results. Just like the framework of beliefs, actions, and results suggest, there is an order, and if you focus on results before anything else, I think that you could be out of whack, because as I focus on results, I burn out. because I'm not really operating under this premise of why am I doing what I'm doing. That doesn't mean that things are going to magically change, but I think about sustainability of my business, and I think that if I focused on why, I would take more time for me and the life that I'm building and not just work. Second, don't worry what others think of your why. If it drives you, that's good enough. If it motivates you to act, that's what's important. It can be really easy to think that your why isn't good enough, but ultimately, if it's good enough for you, I hate to say, but it's good enough for you. And it's who cares if you're getting your work done and people are coming to you to work with you. Third and finally, don't let the absence of knowing your why prevent you from getting to work. You can't learn about your beliefs, actions, and results without working. You must act. You can't learn in theory. You must apply. You must act. Scott Berkin just released a new book on creativity called The Dance of the Possible. And in it, he defines three simple rules passed down from our ancestors. Number one, if there's something you want to do, you must simply go and do it. Number two, if you want to be better at something, do it more often. And number three, if you want to improve faster, ask someone who knows more than you to watch you and give their advice. Nowhere in this advice is anything about some greater purpose. It's simple. You act. You work. And Berkin summarizes it up for me very clearly. We forget that knowing something is not the same as doing something. We forget that knowing something is not the same as doing something. Don't let your pursuit of purpose stop you from acting. But of course, I'm talking to myself because I let these questions bog me down all the time. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening. I greatly appreciate it. Feel free to share this podcast with your friends and other creative professionals. Thanks to iTunes reviewer Jamie JT for letting me know what she thinks of Getting Work to Work. Chris brings his decade plus of experience in the creative industry to a new, real level where creatives can learn and walk along with him, be inspired, and find motivation to keep their passions alive. This podcast seems to be dedicated to those who have vision to use their creativity to fuel their lives. Go, Chris. And thanks for bringing real-world stories to life. Thanks, Jamie, for that great review. And like she said, I hope you use your creativity to fuel your lives. Now get out there and get to work. Maybe that is my why. Creativity fuels your life.